Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's welcome back to the show. This man is an American icon, a great actor, and super nice guy. This is Henry Winkler. Mr. Winkler, how are you, sir?
Michael, I am so happy to be chatting with you now.
You have no idea. Can I tell you, out of all the celebrities that I've had the opportunity to talk to and then meet, you were the most fulfilling because I loved Fonzie so much as a kid. Because you meet some people and then they're jerks when you meet them in real life.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
You know what? That happens to me. I love meeting people that I watch on TV or in the movies, especially music stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they are just less than warm, it really makes me crazy.
Is that why you're so nice to people?
You know what? I understand what it's like to be left out.
Yeah.
And I hate the feeling, and I don't want anybody else to feel that feeling.
I learned a lesson from Chuck Woolery. Chuck Woolery was doing an interview one time, and he said when he was a kid, he was dating John Wayne's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over the house, and John Wayne walked in the room while he was there, and he said he just, like, froze. And John Wayne introduced himself, and he said, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm looking into just graduating. I want to be an actor. I want to get into the thing, I'm a huge fan. And he said, well, you see how you feel right now with me? He's like, when you get famous, remember that, the way you treat other people. And I always thought of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's true. It really is true. Because here's the honest truth. We would not be where we are without that other half of the circle.
Sure. Sure.
If people don't watch, if people don't pay the money, if people don't buy the record or the book, then where are you?
Yeah.
You know, you're stuck facing your son who doesn't want to spend time with you anyway.
How old are your kids?
They are 45,
Whoa.
37, and 33.
Now, how old were they when they realized you were cool?
They were 9, 2, and Max, who is the filmmaker, was just born.
Did something happen? Like, my son, I could see where he sees people react to me. Like, if we go in public sometimes, and...
How old is he?
He's 10, and he doesn't... Like, I'd get him front row tickets for everything, and he didn't care. But I think now that he sees people at his school, like their parents and stuff, then he's like, wait a second, something's going on here. I think he's starting to put two and two together.
Yeah, my daughter used me like a garden tool. I'm not kidding, when there was a good-looking guy.
Oh, really? Like, come over and meet the Fonz.
Yeah, except that. Walk with me, Dad.
Yeah.
Do not look at him. Do not look at him. Just walk. Dad, did I tell you not to turn your head?
That must be so awesome to wield that power over your children.
Amazing.
This is the great Henry Winkler, who has had such a long career. And, you know, I know Gary Marshall passed away. And, some of the cast had passed away. But, you know, do you think about it? I know you're a humble guy. But do you think long after you're gone, that vision of Fonzie, who most tough guy characters were built around after that, will go on for lifetimes after you?
I never had that thought once in my life.
Really?
All I know about, yes, the older I get, the more that I want to be just in the moment. Somebody asked me, you know, they were being a wise guy, and they said, you know, Sunday, Monday, happy days. What is your favorite day of the week? And I said, the day I'm living at the moment is my happiest day.
Sure. I think you get to a certain age where you appreciate every moment in your life.
That's right.
And I think when you, at least in my life, once you have kids, your entire perspective on life changes. You no longer care about being happy. You care about them being happy.
That's right. And also, you can't even imagine your life before that child was in your life.
That's true. There are some days where I look at my wife and I go, God, our life was so great before we had these rotten kids. I only half mean that.
I'll tell you something. It is hard when you still have to diaper them at 14.
Makes it difficult.
Henry Winkler will be in town this weekend at MegaCon.
Yes, I will.
I'm going to come, and I've had the opportunity to meet you. In fact, I doubt you remember, but I got to meet you at Letterman one time.
Of course I remember.
Oh, okay.
And I look forward to shaking your hand again.
Well, I want to bring my son. I want my son to meet you, and although my son has had limited exposure.
I'm going to bow down. I'm going to light incense. This kid is going to think you are a deity.
I try to, John Cena, the wrestler, lives in my neighborhood, and I keep trying to get him. I go, hey, if you see me with my son, act like you're scared of me a little bit. Just that'll help. I honestly, I don't even know if he'll, he's got, when I was a kid.
It doesn't matter.
No, he'll know one day. Let me tell you, when I was a kid, and I'm 45 years old now, there was.
You could be my son.
I wish I was, to be honest with you.
You still could. You could adopt him.
I had a Fonzie poster in my room, a black and white Fonzie poster.
And all right, good taste.
And Evel Knievel. The two greatest. When I was a kid, there was nobody above, and I have.
Surprising that you have no idea how to ride a motorcycle.
No, I know. I have none. But I knew I was never going to be that cool. But yeah, no, I have no idea. But
here you are. You've been on the radio. You've got an audience. You've got friends around you. How incredible is that?
No, it's wonderful. But opportunity that I've had,
never get to live it.
What? I'm sorry. Say it again. I was talking over you.
Most people have a dream and never get to live it.
Yes. And I know that I'm living it every day. Trust me, I believe it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Listen, I just finished a show this summer where Bill Shatner, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and Jeff Dye, we went for 35 days to Asia.
Yeah.
Five cameras, six cities, no script, and we had no idea what show we made. All we did was do it, and we came back. It was the highest premiere of the summer. It just fell out of the sky like this great gift.
Do you know that the impact that show had on Jeff Dye? Jeff Dye came in here before the show aired, and I think him spending that time with you guys was something he was not prepared to be as great as it was.
Yeah, he had no idea what we were. None of us did, and it became, you know, he was supposed to be the valet. He was supposed to take care of the older guys.
Right.
Turned out that it just turned out to be five guys, like a great hamburger, going on this trip to Asia, and it was just stunning.
Will there be more of that? Like, since the first one was so successful?
Yes, they just said that we were going to do a second season, but my life is so blessed. In January, I start shooting a new show for HBO. With Bill Hader.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Unbelievable.
What kind of show is that?
He plays a second-class hitman who lives in Cleveland and drives a Pinto and comes to California and decides, as he follows one of his marks into a door, into an acting class, I'm the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Decides he wants to be an actor and he doesn't want to be a hitman.
That's great. Bill Hader's great. The two of you together.
It's a good premise, yeah.
He is sensational.
How great is Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, I just emailed with him yesterday. I just did a cameo for him in his new movie for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like my nephew. He is a dear, warm, loyal, brilliant young man, honest to God.
Yeah, if you're lucky to get in that Sandler inner circle as a young actor, you're set for life. It's one of the things I appreciate from him is he goes back and finds the people that he loved and he brings them in as well. I love when you make appearances in his movies.
His inner circle he met in his college dorm at NYU in New York City.
Right.
And they're still there working with him all these years later.
That loyalty is very hard to find in Hollywood, and for a guy as successful as he is to still be that loyal to those folks is great. This is Henry Winkler. He is joining us on the show once again. He is going to be in Tampa at the convention center. Will you be there all weekend or one specific day?
All weekend. I come in late Friday night from Dallas, but here's the thing. The reason that you do a Comic-Con is because all these people you meet, you would never meet again. and all your fans come to the table. I'll have my children's books there, photographs, handshakes, and I get to look them in the eye because I stand on the other side of the table. I don't sit behind the table.
Right.
I get to meet the people who said, yeah, I'm going to watch you every week. Yeah, I'm going to support you for your career. And I get to say thank you.
I think that that's the key to happiness right there, is appreciating what you have. And listen to what a happy guy you are, and how you realize that your long-term success is based on the people, and you genuinely appreciate that. I think more celebrities should be that way.
Yeah, and Sunday is my birthday.
Oh!
And so Sunday morning to Sunday afternoon, I will be there in Tampa. What better present awesome. Could I give myself?
I am coming to see you. I'm going to bring my son to come see you and meet you. And I got to tell you, anybody that grew up, it's my age, you know how impactful Happy Days was, not just in your life, but in television in general. And to have an opportunity to meet Henry Winkler, and who by the way, in addition to Happy Days, has had some other great roles in his career.
Great on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I'm being selfish when I just talk about Happy Days.
Sure.
But just take the time to go out there. And they have other great celebrities. I love I'm not even such a big comic nerd. I just love being out there and seeing all those weird people in their costumes.
And what about all those people that come and are artists?
Yeah.
And they're right there drawing your favorite artist right in front of you.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
How
old is your... What is your son's name?
My son's name is Joey, and he is 10, and he is right in the middle of enjoying these sorts of things. He likes the superheroes, you know, the typical 10-year-old kid stuff.
Sure.
And we have a good time. We bond over these things together, and I'm definitely going to come out there this weekend.
I can't wait to see you. And everybody, I cannot wait to shake your hand.
This is, I'm. You know what? I'm going to be mean to Henry when I see him now.
Oh, why?
Like, oh, just so I can show how tough I am. No, I'm totally kidding.
You know what? It's a good way to teach your son how to be with others.
Yes, that is. It is exactly true.
Put me down. Turn your back on me.
I might slug you.
Make me weep.
But I would dare to say that I have more knowledge of Happy Days than anyone. I couldn't tell you what Richie's birthday was, but I remember every episode. Were you so surprised?
Well, Ron Howard's birthday is March.
Oh, well, put that down in the books.
He's a Piscean.
What were you surprised that Chachi had such a big role in the election?
Mrs. C, oh my gosh, Mrs. C was just 88 yesterday.
All right, can I tell you, I had her on the air. And I gave her what I thought was, she was wonderful. And I thought what was the best suggestion is that, you know how people in their lives, they lose their mother or their grandmother at a young age, and they say, God, if I could have one more day, if I could do anything to have her come over for a holiday, and she didn't even have to cook, just sit in my living room and watch TV with us, she should rent herself out as a fill-in mother or grandmother figure.
Do you know, first of all, she'd make a fortune, and second of all, you would have the most lovely time. This woman she is funny, she's smart, she loves life.
Yeah. That seems like the most fun on a show. All the stages that it went through and all the changes and all the cast changes, it still seems like one of the most fun times that you could ever have.
Yeah, we had a great time. And rest his soul, Gary Marshall. You know, everything starts with the person at the top. And he taught me to be an executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have MacGyver on again.
Yep.
And when I originally did it years ago, everything that I learned from Gary, I applied to the show.
It's great. That's if you have success once in your life, you just gotta try to duplicate it.
Oh, my. And it's so difficult. When they say lightning in a bottle, they're not joking. You have to really just keep at it and be tenacious if you're going to go forward.
By the way, speaking of Gary, you had Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mork and Mindy.
Right.
Yes.
Joni Loves Chachi. And wasn't there the one show where the guy was an angel when the devil came and Fonzie had to fight the devil?
Blue Heaven.
What was it?
Blue Heaven.
Blue Heaven.
Blue Heaven.
Yeah. See, I remember, I was like, I'm not sure if I dreamed that or if that really happened.
No, that really happened.
Yeah.
It happened for a very short time.
Right.
That's why You know, that's why you don't remember it. But that man, he was a stand-up comic, and at the when we're doing a show in front of a live audience, there's the warm-up guy,
right?
The guy who walks through the audience and keeps the audience going, because it takes a long time to sit there.
Yes.
And that's what he did originally, and the Gary thought he was so funny that they built a show around him.
And I believe he was Leno's writer for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys write for the Emmys or, you know, special material for the Oscars. Writing is hard. I think probably that might be the hardest part of the job.
Well,
the industry.
I have to tell you, you think about all the great guy, I mean, Robin Williams, certainly the success of Laverne and Shirley, all the stuff that spinned off of that show. Go see Henry Winkler this weekend, MegaCon Tampa Bay, Friday through Sunday. Sunday is his birthday at the Tampa Convention Center. You can go to MegaconTampaBay.com and do yourself a favor and go say hi to one of the nicest guys in Hollywood. Pleasure to have you on the show again, sir, and I look forward to seeing you.
What a great conversation, and I can't wait to meet Joey.
Well, good. We'll see you out there on Sunday.
You bet.
All right, pal. Take it easy. The great Henry Winkler, everybody.
Be safe until that time.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Spanish?
That was awesome.
He's fantastic.
He's so nice.
You have to understand that. You know I don't care about talking to, like, I don't get starstruck talking to most celebrities. Norm MacDonald was one of the rare ones when he was in here where I had, like, anticipation about him and the anxiety about him being here because I was such a fan.
By the way, Fonzie, wrong about that. It was not Blue Heaven.
It wasn't?
No. It was Out of the Blue.
Oh!
Out of the Blue is what it was.
Dementia setting in.
It was a short-lived show. But that guy's Leno's head writer, wasn't he? What is his name?
It was the Fall of 79. It was notably featured a Mork and Mindy crossover and as a spinoff of Happy Days. The series starred Jimmy Brogan.
Yeah, Jimmy Brogan.
As Random, mm-hmm. an angel in training who had been assigned to live with and act as guardian angel for a family and worked as a high school teacher.
Oh.
The series aired from September 9th to December 16th, 1979. Ooh, that was fast.
But Brogan had a long career. I mean, he did stand-up. He did a lot of appearances on TV shows.
Stand-up on Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Letterman. He was a writer on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right there. And also, as an actor, he starred in the sitcom, Out of the Blue, that we just talked about.
Fonzie had so many hot girls on that show, and there was one that I don't think you ever got to see, but I could just tell you she was hot, and that was Paula Petrolunga. I don't think they ever showed her, but he used to always make reference to her, and in my head I already have a picture of what she looks like, kind of like a more American looking Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
With big Petrolungas. What is there? So was she actually on the show?
Yes, there was. Her name is Melinda Nauid. Nauid.
Let me see what she looks like.
I only have older photos, but here's her.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly in my head. Maybe I did see her. That's what I picture. There was Paula Petrolunga, but he was really in love with Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh.
Richie was like his brother, normal brother.
How great would that have been if it turned out that's why he moved in the house? Richie, he wanted to get closer to Richie.
Richie was Fonzie's Pete. You know, he was the, like, best friend that he had. And they could tag team chicks together and not be gay.
Not be weird at
not
all.
Not be weird.
And then cool. Pinky's sister was played by
Leather.
Leather, who was played by Susie Quattro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Leather Tuscadero, Pinky Tuscadero. Then they would fight with the Malachi brothers in the Demolition Derby.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Like fight? Real
no,
fight?
They had a Demolition Derby where they crashed cars. And let me tell you how great Fonzie was. The Malachis were dirty. So they would throw talcum powder in your face, and then when you're blind, they'd hit your car like they did the Pinky.
Like wrestlers.
Not cool.
They threw it to Fonzie. Fonzie had a hairdryer in his car and blew it back out of him.
Yes.
Boom.
He was ready for
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Boom, boom.
Totally ready for it.
Who do you think got the least amount of tail on that show? Ralph Mouth, right?
Yeah, because Potsy got chicks. Potsy could sing. Anson Williams was a singer. So
Leather was hot, man. Leather was hot.
Leather was a lesbian.
Yeah.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Well, I think she wanted to bang Richie's girl. But she would wear like leather outfits and stuff. And she was really a musician.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Quattro. Yeah, yeah.
She was in the Runaways, right?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Damn.
And the chick who played Pinky has been arrested a couple of times, lives in a trailer park and was like shooting shotgun at people.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
But that's where she belongs, Roz or whatever her name was.
God, that's Ralph sad. Mouth. So weird looking.
Ralph
so weird.
Mouth. the worst name. Jim, you're on the Mike Caldesciolo.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hi, sir.
You know everything about Happy Days. Remember Fonzie would give girls a present. Do you remember what the present was? Because it was the same for everybody.
Fonzie would give girls a present?
Herpes.
I'm getting old. was it a ring?
Herpes.
No, it was jewelry. It was a necklace.
A necklace. Okay, that does sound familiar. I got to be honest with you. I do know everything, but some of it's, as I get older, kind of slips away.
Oh, maybe that's where Derek Jeter got the gift basket idea from.
It was a thing. It said, you're the ginchiest.
The ginchiest?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man, I did not remember that, to be honest with you. I remember he had he lived upstairs. He had a couch bed, a sofa bed that he would sleep on, and he had pictures of all the girls he banged framed above the of the couch.
He's such a nice guy, though. Like Henry,
Fonzie was a nice guy.
I feel like if you would have told Henry what happened, I think he would have started crying for you. Like, that's how genuinely sweet of an individual he seems. Like, you're like, hey, this happened.
Like, you saying he would be more comforting than my parents were to me?
Absolutely. Oh, so
or my wife, who is a therapist?
Yeah, he would actually care. Yeah.
Surprising she didn't care.
Thank you. Jake, hello.
It's Jack. And, talking about the Malachi brothers, I know you know this, but my favorite episode is when he got outnumbered by the Malachi brothers. Who stepped in and helped him out?
When he got Carmine, the big ragu.
Carmine Ragu.
The big ragu.
The big ragu showed up. That's funny. I forgot about it. He came in doing somersaults. The big ragu.
Would you like to take a guess at who this is singing?
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white.
Is somebody from Happy Days?
It is.
Just a jackknife has old Mag Heath, babe.
Arnold.
And he keeps it out of sight.
It's somebody older.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe.
I still got it.
Ralph Mouth.
Yeah, Donnie Most. Doing a little Mac the Knife.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Remember, Henry Winkler told us last time that he was a fantastic singer and had all this stuff. This is old Donnie Most. This is called Rock is Dead. Would you like to hear this?
No, but go ahead.
Sure you would.
By the way, the theory about Jump the Shark, of course, came from Fonzie jumping the shark on the jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
But the other theory is that one guy that shows up on your show and kills your show.
Ted McGinley.
Yeah. Killed Love Boat, killed Happy Days.
Married with Children.
Killed Married with Children. Ted McGinley killed Welcome Back, Kotter. Ted McGinley shows up on your show, show's over.
Ted McGinley.
This won't play, so don't worry about it.
Probably terrible. So Arnold, was he originally Asian and then they changed him to an American man? That's weird.
No. Arnold was always Arnold, and then Arnold left the show, and Al took over for Arnold. Yeah. And then Al left the show. And Chachi burned it down.
Yep.
Burned it, and they
son
had to build a new
bitch,
place.
Chachi,
well, he didn't turn the oven off. He felt bad.
He threw his apron back there. He didn't turn the oven off, and he threw his apron back there. And Al said, Yeah.
Who's letting Richie drive this boat with Fonzie on the back to jump the sharks?
Who wears a leather jacket while water skiing?
Look at those shorts, too. That is such a weird look. The shorts are so high.
Carmen, bring up that last group shot that you had. Who is that on the bottom right? Does anybody know?
Let me see.
That one right there.
Yeah, it's Jenny Piccolo.
That is Jenny Piccolo! Joni's slutty friend, Jenny Piccolo.
Jenny Piccolo, who I always thought that Kimmy Gibbler was based on.
You're probably right.
That's the exact same.
The one that the family was okay to hate.
Yeah.
The friend that... There was Jenny Piccolo, and then Mary Beth, who I always thought was so hot, Richie's girlfriend.
You know.
Then Richie left, and they kept Mary Beth.
You know Jenny Piccolo was doing all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, I bet you she was... going down on Scott Baio and nobody's looking.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I won't tell Joni.
What year was this show on? Like, this
started in the 70s and it went all the way to the 80s.
It was based in the 50s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it was the 80s on the show. It was so weird.
That is weird.
Tom Bosley was the greatest father figure because he'd have those heart-to-heart moments with Richie, but he wasn't a dick to Richie. So when I went to... Pasco Hernando Community College and you had to write... you had to take an exit exam when you got your AA... You had to take a math portion, a reading portion, and a writing portion. You had to write an essay. And the essay was the person you admired most. And I really didn't admire any. I hated everybody at that age. I didn't care. So I wrote this long essay about how Tom Bosley or Howard Cunningham, not even Tom Bosley, was the greatest man in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. About how I modeled
my. Did she love it?
Did she love it? No. You want to know the truth? I failed. Here's why, though. Because I couldn't think of anything to write. And then when I started writing that, I got so into it that I wrote it all out on scrap paper first. And then I had to copy it on regular, and I didn't finish. I only wrote half of it on there. But I thought. I'd much rather fail than have this go nowhere.
Small business owner?
I use those words. Not only small business owner, leader in the community. Yeah. As a member of the Moose Lodge or Water Buffaloes, whatever it was. Water Buffalo was Flintstones.
He was Grand Poobah, wasn't Grand, he?
No, that was Fred. Was the Grand really? Poobah.
He was the leader of the Illuminati.
Something like
the
that.
The Rotary Club?
Something like that. He had Cunningham Hardware.
No, the Cheetah. They were cheetahs, right?
Something like that. I don't remember. He brought Richie to the convention.
He took
in Fonzie and Chachi.
He was part of the Leopard Lounge.
Leopard
Lodge. Leopard Lodge. And do you remember when the one guy retired who was president of the Leopard Lodge and they got a hooker and it wound up being Jenny Piccolo?
Oh, what?
It's only half true. It was not Jenny Piccolo.
My God.
It was not Jenny Piccolo.
Jenny Piccolo. Why?
Why not? She was a whore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.